Hello. I don't know what to say. It feels so weird. Hi, welcome back to today's podcast.
Hasn't it been a long time, huh? It's been almost a year since we started this. How are you all feeling, huh? You feeling happy? Did you get all the shit that you wanted to do last year in 2019? You know what? This year is 2020. You know how it feels? It feels good. We have this good energy coming, you know. Have you felt it too? We're now the 1st of February, so it's been a long time to say, oh shit, it's too late to say Happy New Year, but Happy New Year anyway. Hope that you got everything that you needed to do. You know, same shit, you know. Any goals that you had, I hope you accomplished it. Any goals that you didn't have, well, it doesn't matter. It still happened, you know, like life will fuck you up anyway, so it doesn't really matter. So here we are today. I didn't want to do a podcast, but it turns out I'm making one because I was just playing the ukulele, you know, and I was like, ooh, I kind of want to listen to what it sounds like. So I made this little intro because I found this little song, you know, the tun 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 tun. This one, listen. Isn't it great? It feels very summery. It has such a very nice vibe. I found it on this ukulele video. Apparently it's a whole song, but then it gets way more sad. But I like this little intro, how it goes. And I just looped it. So it feels very, very warm, like you kind of want to get up and shit and get some shit going. You know how it is. So on today's podcast, I don't really have anything to say, really. It's just, you know, just to check in and be like, oh, how's it going? Because I don't know if you saw, but I just did a horoscope thing. And turns out, well, I kind of miss making podcasts, I guess. And the other day I tried to do one, but then I was like, oh shit, I sound like an asshole. I can't post this. But anyway, here we are, the survival podcast, the podcast that will guide you for life, and I will help you as much as I can, just because we all in this together, and life is hard anyway. So sometimes you have shit you think about, you have stuff that you're too much inside your own head and you don't know what's going on, and you know when you leave those kind of events in your life, when you're like, oh shit, this is the worst moment of my life, what's going on? And then you just need to take a step back and look at it. Well, this is the kind of stuff that we do here. We don't, like, I try to judge as little as possible, because turns out I do judge people and shit, so it's not good. I gotta be careful with that. But today, I'm gonna talk about the subject that I wanted to talk about the other day. So basically, the other day, let me put my fake glasses on. The other day, I had a meeting with some people, alright, at university. It was about this class, about how do you survive in life? Like, what is your future? Do you know what kind of path you want to get? What kind of job and shit? It was reserved to, like, you could sign up or not. And I decided to sign up because obviously I don't know what I'm doing in life. And I could use some guidance. And also, well, because it seemed interesting. And I also have to fake it till you make it, you know. If you go to those kind of classes where they're like, oh, so how can we help you to get through point A to point B? And, like, what is your professional goal? What is the meaning of life? And you're like, shit, I don't know, but I guess that we can all think about it together. You know, if you're in a tough position, the least you can do is at least pretend that you give a fuck. Or, and then, maybe by pretending to give a fuck, you might give a fuck. And you might find out that it would be interesting for you to get out of this situation. You know, that's how it works. If you're unmotivated, then just get help. And just pretend that you care for the people around you, and then one day you might realize that you actually care and that you just had to give it a try, you know? It's called when people say fake it till you make it, I guess that it could be like fake it until you convince yourself also that this is a good thing for you. I'm not even talking about anything specific, I'm just speaking more like a philosophy of life. I swear it feels so weird to do a podcast. It's been so long. But, hey, you know, it's good to be back. I don't know how long it's gonna take, how long it's gonna be. I'm just doing my thing. So, to give you a little update on my life, if you're wondering, oh, what are you doing, Leo, this year? What's up with you? So, I left England. Alright. In August. Then I came back here in the north of France, the cold, cold weather. And I had to look for a job in France. Well, guess what? It's really hard. You know why? Because I have a problem with my culture and I hate my own people. So this has been defined. I knew it. I've known it for a very long time, you know? Like, you kind of get it when you hate your own people and you're like, oh shit, I hate my own people. Which is, well, it is a bad thing, but at the same time, you know, a lot of people say that French people are assholes. Sorry, French people, but you know it's true. And, yeah, you know, so I arrived here in August, not very happy, obviously, because it's always the same thing, you know. Whenever I start over, I just start over, and it's not very happy, because, you know, every year I gotta do those internships, and you do like 4 months, 6 months, and then you go back at the start, back at the beginning. It's a new year, same university, and you're like, did this thing ever really happen? Or like, it was all I did for nothing, but it's not true. It's the journey that counts, not the destination. And yeah, so I arrived here kind of a little bit depressed, you know? You know how it is. And then I looked for a job. I got two offers. Basically, if you look at my way of doing things, what I care about more is more about the environment and the people I'm gonna be working in. If I'm in a good environment, I can do any kind of job really, cause I'm very flexible. Not to brag, but it's true. And so I applied to stuff. Not a lot of stuff, obviously, because I'm a lazy asshole. But to enough stuff to be, like, safe, you know? So I got this one job in Lille, in a company. And then they said, oh, we would love to have you. And I was like, okay, cool. This will be my safety job. And then I got an interview to go to Paris. And, oh shit, I went to Paris. And I got the job too. And they were like, oh, we would love to have you. Except that they were paying like shit. It was in Paris, and I hate Paris, as everyone knows. I mean, like, okay, look at this. I hate my own culture, and Paris is like the center. It's like the beating heart of France. Well, what could go wrong? Let's just go to Paris and fucking, like, hang out with French people all the time. Plus, Parisians are assholes. I'm sorry about spitting on my country all the time, but it has to come out, you know? Like, it's not my fault, I'm sorry. Well, it is a little bit my fault, but it's also the way I've been raised and shit, and the things I've been through in life, you know, personal experience and shit, that's how it works. So I got this job in Paris that was like a contrat pro, which is a kind of contract that, you know, you get tons of money, but at the same time, living in Paris? Do you know how much it costs to live in Paris? It costs so much. It costs like, I don't know, so much. Anyway, I don't have the money to live in Paris. I don't really want to live in Paris. So I was like, hey, you know what? Also, people were telling me, oh, you know, this other work in Lille that you have, it's with good people. We know the team, the people are nice. So I'm like, hey, you know what? I'm gonna go with the nice people because I'm smart. Ba-ba-da. And I went there, and I hated it. I'm not gonna discuss more why I hated it, but I hated it. I hated it to the point that my body was hurting because of stress and shit like that. I don't know why, okay? I don't really know why. It's just my body reacted. It was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like, you're pushing it a little bit too far, son. And my body, like, was hurting. And at the same time, I quit smoking. So, you know, my body was like, oh, you quit smoking and you have a lot of stress also. Well, do you want to have a heart attack, son? Are you sure about that? And I was like, oh, oh, oh. What do I do? Do I smoke or do I quit my job? And I did the right thing. I quit my job. Yeah, I had to quit my job because it was not very interesting. I was basically a secretary. I was answering the phone all the time, calling people. And the team I was working with, they were children. So, I mean, I've worked with children before, but I was in charge of the children. The children were not in charge of me, because who would do that? Well, apparently that's how it works here. You get sometimes your manager is just going to be a huge, giant child. And, I mean, it's okay to be a child. Like, I'm a child and I used to manage people. Like, it's fine. As long as you still care a little bit and you put enough effort so that people think you care. It's not that hard. But apparently it was not the case there, so I just left. And a lot of people were like, oh my god, you crazy Leo, you're gonna die. If you don't get a job, what are you gonna do? You're gonna fail your master. And I'm like, hey people, would you rather have me have a heart attack or have a bad job? And get my master, you know? Like, you gotta understand yourself. And like, my body was telling me, hey, that's enough, like... You're good. So I was like, okay, cool. And also I really needed Christmas holidays, people. I had no Christmas holiday with that job. It was like, you want Christmas holidays? You're not gonna get Christmas holidays. It's over. I just had like one day for Christmas and one day for New Year, and then that's it. I was just working the whole time. And who's gonna answer me during Christmas time, huh? So I left. And now I'm applying to jobs and I'm looking for jobs. But here it comes, the subject of today. The meeting that I had, you know, that's what I was talking about before telling you about my whole life. The meeting that I had, we just arrive, we all sit in a circle, like, kind of like, you know, people who are like, hi, my name's Leo, I haven't drank a beer in 4 months now, and everyone claps, it's amazing. Except that it's not like that. It's more like you're a student, you're finishing your studies, and you're completely lost in life, and oh, you can't handle it. You know what I mean? You know this part of you, like, when you get to this point in your life, when you arrive at this point where you're like, okay, it's kind of the end of this part of my life. Now what's gonna happen? And a lot of people tend to freak out. Like, I freak out too. I'm not saying, oh, I don't, I'm not scared. I'm scared as fuck. But who isn't, to be fair? Who knows what we're doing exactly? No one knows. So it's okay. So I arrive here, and everyone is kind of in this position, right? Where we're like, okay, we're all here, we're all in a circle, we're all gonna have to talk and talk about our experiences in life, and I don't know what's happening, I'm scared. Yeah. Me, I'm just sitting there, I'm just like, oh shit, I really don't want to be here because I don't trust those people and I don't want to open up to them. This is how I started. Like, you know, I just sat down, I was like, nope, I don't trust them, I'm not gonna speak. But then something amazing happened. They started talking one after the other about all the things that they were scared of. It was beautiful. It was so beautiful. I was amazed. I was looking at this class. I was like, god damn. Look at all those people. They're just like opening up and like trying to understand where they are, where they're standing. It really got me. I was like, oh shit. This is the best class I've ever had, because you really get to see like the faces of people that they're hiding, because you know, at my university, what the legend says, what we all say between each other, is that everyone hates each other, which is kind of true. I mean, I hate a lot of people there, a lot of people, I don't know if they hate me, but they just don't care, you know? And I don't care either personally. I'm not gonna go towards you and be like, oh, hi, do you wanna be my friend? No, like, fuck off. French mentality, am I right? Or probably just my own mentality. I'm not gonna judge my own people. But you know what? It was very interesting to see all that because everyone was like, oh yeah, this is what's happening. And people were like, oh my god, I can relate. I'm so scared of life too. What's gonna happen? It was really funny because obviously I'm scared too. Like, I'm still a teenager like you guys, and I'm still struggling with life, you know? Like, we've all been here, and like, it's not gonna fix itself like that, you know? Like, people have mental breakdowns when they're 50s and shit. Like, this is just the beginning. You have no idea what's coming. While everyone was speaking, okay, this is gonna be the time where I vent about how awesome I am. But I was looking at all these people, and I was like, god damn. Look at all the work I've already done. The way some of those people are is the way I was like 2 or 3 years ago. They're wondering, they're like having this blockage that I already like went through because I had to do it. Because I had no other choice, and now I'm like, holy shit, I might be a piece of shit that is immature and stuff like that, and that needs to be pushed to do stuff because motivation is not my strongest suit, to be fair, and I still need to find my own motivation in life and blah blah blah, you know? You know how it is, like, this is my main problem, but I'm so strong! The stress can't get to me, except when I work in a French environment, but stress can't get to me. Or, like, I'm so, I don't know, it's like, I have such a strong base of life that I built. I was looking at all these people, I'm like, holy shit, all these people are so broken, and it's not their fault. I'm not saying, oh my god, look at all these babies. I'm just saying, wow. Thank you, life, for teaching me so much about myself and about my environment. It was beautiful. It was like, wow. So, they were all talking, and at one point, so during this whole thing, I was just thinking about my life and shit. And then I was like, hey, you know what? I want to say something. Because I was so happy. I was like, it's a really good time to take a step back on my life. And this was... not that it was necessary to do it, but it was good to have this moment where you see all the other people struggling and you're like, and then you take a step back on your life and you're like, oh shit, it's good. It's very important to do that, actually. I recommend it to a lot of people, I recommend it to you, to just take a step back on your life, to just be like, okay, this is why I do that a lot of times during my life, you know, you just stop. And you look at yourself and you're like, okay, this is where I'm at and this is what I'm doing. This is what I think. These are my values and everything. And you take a step back and you're like, how did I get here? And, you know, you kind of go through and then you're like, oh, shit. Since last time I've done that, this is all the things I've been through, you know? And it's very good. It's so good. Makes me so happy. And, yeah, you know? So all these people that were speaking about their life were like, oh my god, my parents, they want me to be something and I don't want to be that. And everyone's like, oh yeah, I'm following someone else's path and I don't know what I'm doing. Or, oh, you know, what's going to happen after that? What if I'm unemployed and I have to wait and I have to apply to something else? And I know that we're not supposed to say shit that happened during the thing, but you don't have the names and you just have little examples that, like, it could be completely true and it could be completely false. So, yeah. So anyway, all these people were talking and I was looking at them. I was like, that's beautiful. First of all, it's really nice. It's something that I appreciate a lot, to see people opening up, because it's so rare these days to get, like, real emotions out. Everyone is like... I look at all the social media. I know I'm gonna sound like an old man, but if you look at all the social media and everyone and like the stories that they put, they're just like, oh yeah, I'm living the best life. I've got it all figured out. And to see that everyone else is also shitting themselves, it's beautiful. it's so nice. You're like, holy shit. These people are just lying to themselves all the time, just like I am. Well, I'm not really lying to myself, but, you know, from time to time, it's also good to lie to yourself to keep your head above water. But otherwise, you know, don't lie to yourself. But yeah, everyone is just not lying to themselves, but they're also very worried about life. So I just looked at them and I was just like, hey, let's start. So this is what I said, basically. We were just like, first of all, it's like one of the only classes during this whole 5-year master thing where I actually talked, really, where I raised my hand and I went like, usually I don't give a fuck because I'm more of a person that watches, but here I wanted to give my point of view, you know. So the last person talked, we're like, okay, who wants to talk now? Who wants to talk? Oh, Leo, you want to talk? Yes, I want to talk. Okay, you go. So I started, I was like, hey, people, you know what? When I applied to this university, I really didn't know what I wanted to do. I just went there because it could open me as many doors. Like, you know, in life you go, I don't know, I'm just explaining this to you because it could be a French expression, you know. Let's say in life you have different paths, okay? And to go through those paths, you have different doors. And depending on one path you choose, then you won't be able to take a door that is far away. And to be able to keep as many possibilities to do something, you need to... I don't know how to speak, I'm sorry. And to keep as many doors as possible, you need to do something that is general. Since I didn't know what I wanted to do, I chose this thing because it kept me as many doors open as possible. It's very general, you know? It's international business. What? It means everything, but it means nothing at the same time, you know? And it's kind of what I thought of myself at the time. And also, they gave the opportunity to do internships. And even back in the days when I was 17, when I was 17, 18, around that age, right before going to college, I was dating this girl. Her name's Maria, and she lived in New York, and I went to visit her for a month, and it was wild and shit, but I went there on my own. I went to the US, and, like, you know, I liked this adventure kind of feeling, you know, like where you don't know what's gonna happen and you just jump and then you get there, you know that feeling? I hope you know that feeling, because it's the best feeling, you know. You're like, hey, I'm gonna change my whole life for that amount of time, and you go and you just start something over, and it's really something that gets me, that, like, you know, gets me good energy. So I was like, why not go to that university, because they offer that every year. You get to travel for 4 months, which I did. I did it, and now it's the end of my master. And, well, I don't remember what else I said. This podcast is actually very long now. I'm really glad that it's very long. I'm sorry. So, in the end, I just said, yeah, and, you know, today, even though I've had all these experiences, I still don't know what I want to do, but I know that it's okay because I just came back to France, and I ended up in this shitty job. And during the time I was looking for a job, you know, you kind of get stressed and you kind of get like, oh my god, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? You get the pressure, all right? But here I chose to quit the job that I was in. And now it's true, I have to wait. Now it's true, I don't know what's gonna happen, what kind of internship I have. And I am a little bit stressed. But at the same time, it's my choice. And I know that it's better for me to be on the lookout for something that I truly care about and where I'm gonna have a shit ton of fun, rather than being stuck in a shitty job and not enjoying myself and then get my master and then that's it, you know? Like, I'm not saying, oh, you shouldn't do something that is not very good for you, where you don't enjoy, because, I mean, if you see it as a challenge, if it can get you to where you want to go, then do it, you know?
it's okay. It's gonna be hard. It's gonna be a hard time, but guess what? Life is hard anyway. If you know that this is the path that you want, and that you need to get through those bad experiences to get something better, then just do it. But for me, in my situation, it was not a path I wanted. It was not, like, I could feel it. After 2-3 days, I could tell it was not a path I wanted. And I was like, yeah, I want to quit my job. That's it. And I was very unhappy. And it actually took a month for me to leave. Because, you know, I was like, hey, at the same time, you kind of need to give it a choice. And, like, be... And I tried. I tried to be social and shit. And I tried to be nice to those people. But you know what? Sometimes it just doesn't work, and that's okay. You gotta try. You think that everyone has it figured out? That's not true. So, yeah, that's what I said. And turns out that this podcast is actually over, and I don't want to record 40 minutes because, I mean, it's already been 27 minutes now before editing and shit. And I'm gonna take a long time to edit this anyway, so good to be back. I don't know when the next podcast is going to be because I need to have something relevant going on in my life. If you care about this, I don't know, just... Well, you can't even leave a like, or you can't even... Well, I just hope you enjoyed it. In conclusion to this podcast, as always, we do conclusions that last forever. In conclusion... I am still lost in life, and the difference with what I was in before is that I can see my path. I can see what I've been through already, and it's. I think that any kind of advice I can give to you now, if you're lost in life and if you don't know what you're doing and if you're kind of scared and you're just like, oh my god, what's happening? Are we all gonna die? It's the end of the world. The ice is melting and stuff. Yeah, I know. It is very scary. We're not born at the right time, you know. It's the end of the world, and we gotta live with it. And then maybe our children will have to live with it even more. It's crazy. Good luck for them. Maybe they'll listen to that podcast and be like, oh my god, Grandpa Leo was a crazy intense asshole and he didn't do anything to save the planet. Well, I'm sorry, but go change the way people consume every day. Capitalism is unstoppable. So, yeah, see how my conclusion always, like, goes south. But what was I gonna say? Yeah, conclusion, if you're a little lost in life, if you're a little scared, you know, it's okay. Because in the end, deep down, we all lost. We all facing choices impossible to make. We all taking different paths in life. Every day of our life, we just have something we need to decide. Little tiny choices, but that in the end, you just add them up and they just become your life. And... it's crazy to think that you could have taken a very different path and your life could be completely different. But at the same time, the path that you chose already is the path that you're on and there's no going back. And it's okay to make mistakes because you learn from those mistakes and that's it. And no one's gonna judge you because you fucked up at one time in your life. And if they do judge you, if they're unhappy, then they're not worth being your friend or... worth your attention, you know? It's okay. Like, if a person can forgive you, that's how you know who is true to you. I don't know how to express it. But that's how you know, like, true friends and bad friends and shit like that. People who will just resent you because you did some stupid choice or that you made a mistake at one point in life, then they're not really your friends, you know? They're just people that were not worth hanging out with. And you might have had a good time with them and that's it. And like not saying, oh, you should spit at those people. But, you know, sometimes it's good to do a little cleanup from time to time. Not saying this to anyone in particular. I'm not saying this like for myself. I'm just giving this as an advice, not like, oh yeah, you treat me badly, then I clean you out of my life. That's how it is. No, no, no. This is not even like, I don't even have anyone in my mind specifically I'm thinking about with an example or some shit like that. It's okay. I'm not angry at anyone. But yeah, you know, we all have shit we need to get through. Some things, some people have it easier than the other, which has always been the case. That's the way the world works. Some people are born with better benefices, better benefits than others, but you know, it doesn't mean you can't fight to get something better, because even if you have less than the person that is next to you, it doesn't really matter, because you can be as happy as them, because happiness doesn't really connect to how much shit you own or how much money you have. It connects to how happy with what you have and how you live your life in every day, you know? Some rich people, they're just fucking assholes and that's it. And they always be, and they'll never be happy. If they get a lot of money, even if they get all the shit they've ever wished for, they're still gonna be pieces of shit, because they just don't know any other way. But you, if you just have this tiny little thing, this tiny little life, where you have this little job where it's nice and it's chill and you're just living your life and you're perfectly happy with it, then who's the richest person now, huh? That's a good conclusion. All right. As you can see, my conclusion usually like fuck around and they just never end. So I'm gonna end it here. Thank you for listening. It's a good beginning for season 2. I don't know how many episodes there's gonna be. Like, no one can control what I do. And I'll do a podcast if I need to make a podcast eventually one day. I'll be back. This is not a forever goodbye. This is not an adieu. It's more like, see you whenever I have time or whenever I feel like doing this. Because, you know, it's still a pain in the ass to make a podcast, because then I have to edit it, and I also need to have something to talk about. So, yeah, stay strong, people. I believe in you. I know that you can do whatever you want, but, like, don't hurt other people. Just be nice and take care of yourself. Bye!